This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Welcome back to Old and Bold. Wow, these are some. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though he's got the vocals.
Yeah,
my name's HP Harry Panero, to be exact.
Yes,
to the left of me, I've got my guy.
It's that guy. Yeah. He used to have a gap, but he closed it.
Closed it.
Oh, that was a
good
start.
It's all right, though. Yeah. We don't have to always get it right.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Well, today's episode was a special one.
I didn't have close, so I closed it.
Yeah.
Gun on my waist and I rose it.
Rose it.
He was on fire, but I froze it.
Froze it.
Bros it.
Bros it. Our guest. Now, we've had him on the podcast before.
Yep.
Season one. Mm. One of our best episodes.
Yep.
Views-wise, vibes-wise.
Mm.
This geezer is he's taking the world by storm again.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? One of the most funniest.
Yes.
Hardworking, dedicated, but humorous human beings I've ever met.
Yeah, guys, if you actually open the dictionary and you look at what the
WTF?
Right next to it is a picture of this individual that we happen to have as a guest on the pod today.
And it's the one and only, Max Kadar! Welcome, Max!
But what do you want me to do then?
No, we're not doing that today.
I don't want you to do that.
I want you to be you.
Okay,
yeah. Because you know what? This is the type of episode where we don't need structure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, seriously?
We're going to take
a page out of your book.
Yeah.
No structure for this episode.
God, so question everything just out of window.
Okay, and I want you to be honest, everything out on the table.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that then.
You got to go?
Me, I wish.
I know, but you know what, Max? One thing I will say, straight off. If you're doing that, so am I.
Yeah, you know.
Be in a band like me with no socks.
Take it off then.
Okay, I'll show you now.
I'll do it as well. Okay.
I'm not that confident. You got a big foot, you know.
No, it's size 11 though. That's the thing about me. So Max,
that's the first time I've seen your foot in life.
Yeah, bro, we've been on holiday, bare times. Yeah.
No, but I don't look at your feet.
Okay, cool. Well, these are good feet.
God, that's a good foot.
Yeah, it's
a good foot. It's big.
No, that's Tarzan feet.
Okay, don't ever say it's big and look at that.
I can't do that.
Okay, man. Nah, do you know what? I'm all right. I'm activated.
Okay,
all right, cool. So, Max, obviously, I believe over the last maybe 3-4 months,
it was the sock. As soon as you did that with the sock.
And then you started to...
Everything with the sock came into there. I get it, bro. Yeah, yeah.
It's what it is. Mm. So, Max, over the last 3 months, I would say you've probably put in more effort into your YouTube career.
Yeah.
Why are you having a seizure?
Get ready.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so in the last 3 months, I think you've put in so much effort with your YouTube career. Obviously, me and Darkest were, I guess, the first guest on your videos. On your comeback videos. No structure. That's what you've been known for. Talk to me about that. What was the thinking behind it? Was it like, I need some bread? Was it, you know what, I'm a YouTuber, I need to let the people know? What was it about it?
Is it bread?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That comes within. But me, I love my YouTube. I love YouTube. I'm more of a guy that, if you know me, I watch you guys, bro. Yeah. I've been watching you guys from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that I admire you guys. So it's more thing for me where it's like, yo, you're asking me why I like YouTube, yeah?
Yeah, I think that was the initial question. I gave you prompts, but yeah, you take
cool,
it.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
I love making videos.
Yeah, okay.
But it's something that I've always wanted to do. And it's like the whole procedures where you have to script and do what I have to do. But I don't like that personally, bro.
Mm-hmm. No, bro, I'm just going to... I'm used to them.
But I don't like doing the script.
I love you, bro.
Because, bro, I love you too. You like it when we're just talking.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
How about this? It's a podcast, but we put guess the lyric or guess the challenge or guess what video it is.
Guess what video it is. Like don't ever title. Don't ever title a video. Guess what video.
Because I think sometimes you need to view...
You never know. Because I feel like you're breaking certain algorithms now. So it's like, you get me. So just do you, bro. You never know. How about this? Don't ever let anyone else tell you don't do this.
Try it. From before, where I was school and that, well, Bearman used to say to me, Well, now you're a joke, man. Oh, look who your voice are. You're a drummer. Oh, what? You're
yeah, but where are they me, now, bro? Where me, are they
me,
now?
I like I this say, one, you know? Yeah, yeah. This
me,
one's good.
Me,
this
I say, bro, I don't give a toss about you, bro. These same guys, bro, these same guys, if they see me live in a flesh, bro, let me get a fit with you.
Yeah.
Let me get a picture with you.
Yeah.
So I take
and what are you like, though? You see when people approach you, yeah? Oh, that's emotional. No, please, leave me. Please.
Go on.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Bro, I've never had a bad interaction. And if you met me before and you asked me for a picture, tell me if I said to you, fuck off before.
Mm. Okay, maybe fuck off is a bit of a reach. But have you ever been like, no, like,
never? Never. The only time I have it is, that's a word of a lie. Shall I tell you why? One time I said no, but because I was having a bad day, I was in college. I was having a really bad day. A guy came up to me. He was like, bro, he was wearing a belly. I said, allow it. And then all my life, after school, he got a hella man and they were away from me outside. They had knives.
Oh, really?
Sweat on, but I had to bring my brethren's. Just, man, if it's a fake story. Sweat on, you skits. But I went to the skits.
Did he say it's a fake story? Did he say it's a fake story?
No, it's a real story.
Oh, okay. Real story.
I went to the most skits college in London.
Oh, what college was that?
Should I say?
Yeah,
because you're not there no more.
I mean, you're not there no more.
Yeah. I'm freaking like, I'm there, bro. I'm not there.
Yeah.
See, it was Winchester College.
I went to that college as well.
Yeah.
I went to that college. I went for like 6, 3, 4, 5, 6 in one.
What's that?
You went for like 6, 3, 4, 5. You went for 6, 3, 4, 5.
I am Rax. What's happened?
Bro, I think that's worse than anything he's ever done. Well, you said, I've been there for 6, 3, 4, 5. Minutes, days.
I
went
to say, I had tweet.
What was that about?
I get it now.
Wallahi, I get it now. It's not your fault, bro.
It's never been my fault.
Yeah, it's
bro.
Yeah, but I actually went for about 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Okay.
Yes,
6, 4, 5.
You know,
6, 3, 4, 5.
When I last getting a podcast, it's
madness.
And the thing I was getting buzzed on, is because remember when I was called 5 girls and they all declined me?
Yeah.
People were coming up to me, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. Is that real? I swear to God, bro.
Yeah. But you're not like that no more, though, innit?
So, do you think, are you single right now because of choice? Or are you single because you know you just gallant for you right now?
Should I tell you the truth, yeah?
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Bro, I'm clapped.
I don't think you're clapped.
You're not.
Crazy.
No.
No one's clapped.
I'm not clapped, but in YouTube, I'm clapped.
Nah.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Okay, I'll tell you now.
You reckon you're not photogenic?
No. So in my YouTube videos, I look clapped because I want to look clapped because like, oh, this guy's clapped. Like, this guy's a joke, man. But then when it's live in the flesh, bro, I could really shut down the thing.
Okay, but tell me, what's your procedure? What would be different about you right now? That face out there.
Hi, Darkest. Did you just see what he did?
That face.
Hey, that one there, that's not right, man. That's a Netflix series.
Me and my smiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say is your best attribute?
Ooh, what's that question?
So, what's the best thing about you? What's your best attribute? So as in like, feature.
I'm kind.
That's an attribute.
I can't say I'm kind because only people can say that. I can't talk about myself.
Not really.
Talk about myself good. Only people.
Why?
You can't say right now you're humble. Only other people can say you're humble.
That is true. It's best to get that advice, that word. From somebody else.
But as long as you know you're following the criteria of humble.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're okay within.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say rely too much on people's opinions to tell you about yourself.
Whoa.
Well, that was a good quote.
No, it's true.
Generally, it's
facts. But honestly, ask me a question. Let's talk.
Yeah, no. I really want to talk more about you. All right. So, as I was going to say, it's the toe just out for me.
The toe is just out. You know, the thing about this podcast, we breed comfortability.
Yeah.
I want you to be chilling.
Cool. Say someone you hate.
Someone I hate. They wouldn't be on the pod.
Yeah, they wouldn't be on the pod.
Say a content creator you hate.
Say a content creator I hate.
Yeah.
I don't hate any content creators.
I wouldn't say I hate.
There's just people that I just think that I probably
find weird. There's some like wouldn't chat to. But the thing is, this is what I'm saying to you. You need to play the game. Even if you personally don't like someone, never let them know that you don't like them.
I do that. I tell.
Act normal, bro.
No, I tell them.
You tell them you don't like them?
I tell them.
Don't do that.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Why did your voice change?
I burped.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, maybe burp, then say the word. Like, bro, I don't want you to feel like you're not in a rush here, G.
No,
I want to say one thing, though. I think that, I want to give him some flowers. I think that Max has become an innovator for a new style of YouTube content. Mm-hmm. I think previously, before we even started YouTube, we follow a guideline, which is have a script, follow it, do what we need to do, and obviously allow the views to do what they do. Mm-hmm. But you've taken a different route. You're just essentially doing what the hell you want. Now, what was going through your mind? Or was it just laziness, or did you just want to get things over and done with, and then it became a trend?
For me, I've always had the mentality, and my daddy always used to say to me, I told you before.
Yeah, you told me before.
So obviously when I've done YouTube videos, I just go for it. Let me not follow a script. Let me not abide to what the scripts have to use. Like that word I use, abide.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. Abide, but the ending of it was a bit good. Yeah, but yeah, we move.
Yeah.
So that's why, you just wanted to. So would you say your dad's your biggest inspiration then?
1,000,000% Obviously, I'm Somali.
No, but okay. I think just because you're Somali, I don't think that should be the reason.
I think
my dad's one of my biggest inspirations. Yeah, I'm sure your dad was as well. Yeah. So I'm saying
No, definitely there's family. There's, for me, it was always going to be family first.
Yeah.
And the money comes second.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's good.
That's actually good to know.
But I don't really care about money like that, to be fair, like that.
Nah, really? Can I be real with you? No.
The issue I have with that for you is that...
You're a liar.
Yeah, you are. Because every time you've done a YouTube video, you've said, I'm trying to get some bread.
No, don't say that.
should I say that a bit out?
Nah, keep it.
Okay. So...
You, yeah.
Yeah.
It was indecisive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, man, listen to this here.
Chat to me, man.
Yeah, this is...
Do you know, it's Max. Just get it off
your chest. This is your therapy today.
Love for that, yeah. The word love for that. Love
yeah.
Bro, you guys made it global.
That was you.
That was you. That was
we had nothing to do with
that.
Yeah,
it was me, but you guys do it.
To what?
He's the one that puts it on his channel. He's the one that make it go crazy.
True.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I went to Australia. Stuff for I didn't go to Australia. I'm lying. I went to America. I went to Canada. I went there. I went here.
It'd be good if you named the other countries as well.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll tell you later. This is me, Max. Love for that. Everyone go love for that.
Can I be honest with you, I want to say something random, Alright, Darkest, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
At one stage in my life, as a podcast co-host with Darkest, I'd love to have you as our second host. I'm just imagining having someone like Denzel Washington sitting there.
No, bro.
And Max Kadar there.
There'd be a lot of this.
Yeah, I think you make things very interesting.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know who Denzel is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who is he?
Bro, it's calm. Hey, imagine.
Name me one movie he's been in, generally.
Okay, cool.
Just name one movie.
One movie.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, we do.
If you haven't heard of him, it's like...
I heard of him. Denzel Washington, actor. And he's black.
Yes,
he is.
Okay.
Is that all you know about him?
He's black American.
That's true.
Is that all you know about him?
And he's an actor.
Yeah, you said that before.
He's the guy that does the quote, the motivational thing. He does motivational quotes.
He does do a few of them.
He does, but what film? Just give me one. Okay. He's got many.
Okay, Sully. Sully.
You think about Top Boy, isn't it?
Sully. Kano, yeah?
What's that?
Okay, do you know who Morgan Freeman is?
Yeah. Name back in the day, history guy.
History guy? What is a history guy?
Morgan Freeman, the guy that does a speech like MLK and them lot.
Morgan Freeman is a activist like Martin Luther King.
Yeah, them man are similar, no?
So I just want you to just look in the camera just because I want you to say it. So go and tell me who that, look in the camera and say
okay,
it.
Morgan Freeman, MLK, Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
Sadiq Khan's brother. Sadiq Khan's brother. That's good, man. Honestly.
No, but it's similar. It's all about politics and quotes and
he's
shit.
Also an actor.
So, yeah, Morgan Freeman's an actor.
So what are you supposed to do? Yeah. Malcolm X.
That's Malcolm who you're probably
not,
thinking
he's
about.
He's not an actor.
That's something else, yeah?
He's an activist.
What's the activist?
What's an activist? Yeah. Someone who, how do I put it into words, an activist? Someone who has a mission and tries to get his mission across through...
The world. Yeah.
Oh, you know. It might be a shit explanation, but... Yeah, actually, no, it's come. Get here.
All right, you know what, Max? Before we get into anything else, because this one here is a genuine whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I want to play a game.
Yeah.
Now, I want to play Imposter. Yeah, I want to play Imposter because they love it. They love it in episodes. So Lara's going to send us all a text. And
I've got my phone there.
Where's your phone?
Charger's there.
Yeah. Well, Lara will bring it over. One of us will be the imposter. We're going to say one word, three rounds, and we're going to guess who is the imposter. And after three, we'll say what it is. All right, but before that, don't say nothing.
You're going to get trouble and stuff, yeah?
Trouble by who?
I'm just saying.
No, we're
okay,
good.
Okay, calm.
All right, so... Max, you start then. So one word.
This is going to be very vague.
Vague.
What's the word there?
You know, vague.
Vague. Okay.
Vague is insane.
Just one word. One word.
Big.
Oscar.
Ooh. Funny.
man. Like a real man.
Like a real man?
Yeah. Why'd you whisper it?
Guy's different.
Okay. Guns.
I don't know who the fuck it is.
Okay, tattoos.
Okay, shall we just end the clip?
No, 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 no. Say one more.
Okay, cool. Bold.
Okay.
Accent.
Yeah, let's just end.
Shall we just do it now, do you?
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. Go 3, 2, 1. So, just say the name, and then whoever's the imposter says they're imposter.
3, 2, 1. Jason Statham.
You know what's the last thing you said? What's the last thing you said?
Well, I don't know. You know what?
When you said guns, and I was like, yeah.
You know, Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Guns.
Okay, don't.
Yeah. Don't. All right, I failed that one. Lara, if you don't mind sending another one, please. All right, who's going to start?
I don't want to start this time.
I'll start then.
Which way is it going?
It will go that way.
Okay.
All right. Global.
Fashion. Okay. What, fashion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, all right. Champions. Meskeen, man. Meskeen.
Sexy.
Yeah. should we?
Genuinely just
had okay, cool.
Cool.
Three, two, one.
Man United.
Is it Manchester United?
Yeah.
I said sexy.
When you said fashion, I said, come on. And the fact that Lara laughed as well, it killed me.
No, I wore a United shirt, year 9, Eid.
Yeah, I
wore it.
Mashallah. Yeah. Yeah, was you happy?
But over the moon, bro.
Yeah, that's good.
I scraped your and mom, scringed and
your mom sells Manchester United chemises. That was the funniest joke you ever made.
What?
Your mom sells Manchester United chemises.
Oh, yeah. Bro, you actually remember. Yeah.
Bro, I remember, you know. Bro, I watch you guys. I was in my bed. Like, I watch your old videos still.
In your bed?
Like when I'm alone, I just watch. Or when I'm bored, I watch you guys' old videos.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Before I even knew you guys for 3-4 years ago.
Yeah. You shouldn't whisper it though.
Why is half of the sentence whisper?
Yeah.
Bro, you guys used to do the next rap and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the beer house.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Max. All right, moving on. So obviously we are happy to say that Darkest is now backed on Foot Asylum, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I said backed, but it's fine. Which is great. Now I feel like I've got...
Clap.
What?
Clap for him.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, all right, cool. So yeah, he's back on Foot Asylum, but we went into the Locked In house. You're obviously an icon on Locked In. Talk to me about your experience, because I was there and I realized that you have no self-control and you're like a Rottweiler, that when you let the Rottweiler off the leash, you just bark.
Don't say Rottweiler, say German Shepherd. I like German Shepherd.
Okay, why do you like German Shepherds and not
Rottweilers? Because German.
Do you like Germans, yeah?
I went to Germany the other time.
The other time?
Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf, yeah, I know that place. Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the question? Let's go. Yeah, Locked In, I can't lie, when we walked in, bro, when me and you walked in, bro, them all onto me, bro. You can tell. Even that girl, the better girl, she little tired job. She was onto me.
Yeah.
What, she was onto you?
She was angry.
Oh, angry?
Yeah. Do you reckon there's a reason why?
No, but obviously, I walked in there for one reason only, to evact.
Evact?
Yeah, I have to kick her out. Cause when I kicked her out, Maya. But bro, what hurt me the most? Bro, I kicked her out, but bro, she's better nice than that. She gave me a hug. Guess what? I tell you, I messaged her on Instagram. My girl, obviously because I felt bad. Maya, I messaged her. Guess what? She didn't accept my request. She didn't even open my DM. So
yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's because of, is it the way that you, could you reenact how you done it? Cause
yeah, I can't lie, the way you violated.
Yeah, you violated.
Knock, knock.
Yeah.
She said, who's there? No, you. Fuck off. And Broski, go yard. And she
started laughing at her.
Do you not think that was like a little bit of a vial? A little bit?
Bro, nothing could be a vial in the games.
And that's the reason why. That the next question I have for you is like, what's your thoughts on like Locked In? Obviously, you two have both been in it.
Yeah.
when you both went in there, what was your expectations of it? Because it is a bit different. You're away from home.
You're the first person, so you talk to me. How you feel?
Okay. Yeah, so you're okay. No, you're not.
I like how we took control. It's good. It's good. It shows initiative. My experience was. It was decent. When I first went in there, it was very outside of my comfort zone because, like, now you're taking me away from my phone. I'm away from society. And plus, you don't have a concept of time in there, so you don't know what time it is, innit? So you could be falling asleep at 8:30, which is just diabolical. And I feel like you're just in a yard with the same people. You're sleeping in the same room. Like, you can't escape each other. Like, you're in there for 14 days straight with the exact same people. Can't lie, there were some days I hated everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed to say, most of the days. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Understood.
Yeah. It was a tough time for me. I got through it. I got through it, and I said alhamdulillah when I left. But I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, that was
good.
Would
I do it again?
Yeah, that story was mad boring. So talk to me. Your one. What was yours like?
Bob active.
Aye, active.
Aye, bro. You know my thing.
They clarted in my season.
Yo,
you know what they did? You said it was boring.
I know you wanted to add some.
No, I wanted to add some.
You know they have condoms in the yard, and then basically if you want to get activated to do your thing. You gotta put your thumbs up to the camera.
Yeah, you know that.
Well,
if you want to clout in that yard, you gotta put a thumbs up to the camera.
Yeah.
And then thing. And then, bro, you know, I feel like whoever's editing those videos must be a serial basher.
No, Bashington Central Station.
I don't give a shit. My season, you know that Olivia girl?
Yeah.
She was a football girl.
Yeah.
She had a boyfriend. Guess what?
What?
She's still moving to my guy, Harry, my escape. He's got a girlfriend. They're still chatting to each other. Bro, I don't give a shit. They're cheating. They get the back home.
Oh, come the fuck I say yes.
Fair enough. So Nightscape and Olivia, they weren't rusting in the yard though.
I don't know. But at night, they were cut from the yard. They'll go to like the garden on their ones doing it. Therefore, activation.
Has to be activation.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going out in the field.
Activation.
No, if you're going out in the field.
And they both got taken.
Huh?
And they both got takens.
Which means they both got takens?
They both got boyfriend, girlfriends.
Oh, so they're both taken?
Yes.
Okay, so say that then.
Got takens.
They didn't both got takens. That's horrible.
I could do how I say it.
No, you can.
No, you can you do can. What you want. You can do it. All right, so Max, what's on your mind today? Like, we think of us as like...
Cool. Today I was in the phone with you guys. I filmed with you guys, but bro, two video.
Is that your phone?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
You always say you buy another one, normal.
Yeah.
Oh, normal. Money come and go. Yeah. Told you, money first, second, family.
So money's first now. So money's first now.
Family first, second money.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
What's the question you asked me?
Yeah, like,
can we change that though? God first, family second, money first.
Bro, God will always be first. That one that you don't even need to elaborate.
You will
always know that regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that.
All right, yeah, so what's in your mind today? Is there anything you want to talk to us about?
Bro, let's talk.
Yeah, is that, man, no, I'm saying, is it like...
Let's go. Yo, let's... Bro, make YouTube videos on your channel. I need to watch your videos.
Oh, so yeah, okay.
You guys... It's
no, I'm coming back to my channel. I don't want to put a timeline on it, but I'm coming back to my channel. I'm very locked in again back to my channel.
Are you going to post it in 2025?
Yeah.
100%.
100%. Inshallah, if I'm alive and well.
Inshallah, wait.
Inshallah, yeah. I actually, one of my first YouTube videos that I'll be back will be you two. Yeah. Can I tell you the concept or no?
Hell yeah.
No, I want to be surprised on the day.
Okay,
no,
cool.
Yeah.
Don't surprise me, tell me.
No. Okay.
Okay, but tell him, don't tell me.
Yeah, though. Okay, I'll tell you. So basically, because everyone's going to watch it. So yeah, exactly. I'd rather be a surprise, but it's going to be better. And obviously I had a meeting just before, just about that stuff. Cause I'm a very unserious YouTuber.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, me neither.
Just get to him. You guys put good to him.
Yeah, we are very close to him.
Yeah.
It was, we stopped that.
You know,
it's
so weird.
Place.
I don't actually do it for the M, but I want to have that. You know,
brother,
achievement.
All of this, the money. It don't mean I'm doing it for the kids.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the
imagine
people.
Kids,
and I feel.
Imagine,
what?
I have kids.
You got kids?
Imagine I do it tomorrow. Imagine.
What would you be like as a father?
That'd be the quickest pregnancy I think I'm going to man.
No, but I'm saying, imagine 9 months later then.
So 9 months from now, you have a kid.
You have a kid.
How would you react?
I'll say congratulations.
Yeah. Of course. First things first would be like.
What, are you married?
No.
So you have it out of wedlock.
No.
So what would you do?
So you don't have it out of wedlock, but you're not married when the boot comes up.
Bro, we'll find something.
You'll find something. You know what, man. All right, cool.
Bro, I'll tell you, yeah?
Yeah? Will you tell me what?
What's the question you have?
Look, if I start breaking equipment,
then I'm the crazy one.
Then it's like, oh, so my God, Darkest is catching out.
And I smash it on my head now. Then they'll say, oh, you're being reactive.
What the hell is heat? That movie came out 25 years ago.
You're right, actually.
Could be.
It was made in 1995.
Very good. Wallahi, you watched it?
Wallahi, Bilal, I've watched it.
Okay, cool.
You're crazy.
Out of
10?
I'd
give it an 8, 9. It's
one of my best ever films.
Very good film. Very good movie.
One of the great films, yeah.
But do you know who this is? Good shit.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Skosh.
Skosh. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Hey, if you can name me all of those characters behind you, so Wallahi, I'll give you 3 bills.
So Wallahi, you give me 3 bills. Right now, I'll give you 3 bills.
Random number, I'll give you 3 bills.
How about carry on video.
Okay, how about
yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't.
You can't name one name?
No. Ah, Vegeta.
Very close.
So good.
Vegeta, yeah. Naruto.
What, keep your warmer.
Sasuke.
Yeah, that's Sasuke.
Yeah,
that's Sasuke.
Yeah, that's Sasuke. Yeah, that's Mamoru. I don't watch anime. I love airplanes. I can tell you any plane.
Hey, brother, is it true you go to airports to watch airplanes fly away?
Yeah, plane spot at Myrtle Avenue, Heathrow Airport.
What do you do?
Do you know what's so mad? Yeah, that's not. You know my son train spots.
Say what lie.
Yeah, that's what he loves watching on his iPad.
Well, just watches trains fly away.
Trains fly? No.
When I mean like,
he does. He loves watching trains. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And how old is your son?
He's 5.
How old are you?
22.
Okay.
No, but there's nothing wrong with train spotting a plane.
Okay, yes, there is.
How?
Okay. Why are you watching?
Shout out to Big Jet TV. He's there every week and he's the guy that actually streams the planes landing from Heathrow, Myrtle Avenue. It's called Myrtle, that's the road.
Yeah.
And there's a park and I do picnic by myself. I go there.
What's in a picnic?
Bro, what do you need?
No, I'm asking you. What's in your one?
Okay, cool. Bagel, kettle crisp, drink.
Bagel, kettle crisps?
No, crisps.
What crisps?
Okay, you could skip.
Skip it.
Skips.
Skips.
Yeah.
Bagel.
And then I get Iron Brew.
Iron Brew.
Yes.
That's a very, very healthy diet.
No, that is a shit meal.
Yeah. Mm. And I watch airplanes land and take off. I could watch it all day.
What is it about airplanes landing?
What's your favorite airplane?
Some of my family members were pilots back in the day, innit?
Okay. Are they flying any of the planes you're watching?
No, they're not. Who's doing Somalia? Who's doing the military?
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
So what's your favorite plane?
It has to be the Airbus A350 XWB.
Mm.
That one there is phenomenal.
What about the Airbus 1650?
1650 doesn't exist, but honestly, I could tell you.
Just wanted to see where your head was at.
I could tell you Airbus, I could tell you Boeing, I could tell you Cessna.
What about the Boeing 737?
Boeing 737 Max has a lot of faults, actually. It actually does a lot of crashes. But obviously, the 737.
And what's your thoughts on the Concorde being discontinued?
You see the last flight from JFK to London Heathrow.
Yeah. I mean, it was beautiful. Did have my eye on it. But honestly, guys, cat out of the bag, can we just talk about the elephant in the room?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Airbus 97 WTF? I mean, that plane there, really, I feel like it's too big for its britches.
You know what I think about me? The fact that I chill with you, man, now, yeah? But back then I used to watch you, man, is nuts to me.
How does it feel?
Like mental, like.
Oh, so yeah, we're just doing a drastic turn from plane.
Yeah, bro, this is an unstructured video.
Okay.
Bro, when I watch you, man, yeah. Bro, you don't understand, bro. When I was a young. I have a picture of you when I was a year.
Picture of me or picture with me?
Us two on FaceTime, like some app.
Is it?
Or like, can I show you?
Yeah, show me.
That's amazing.
Show me. Actually, I put it on the screen as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, both socks are off. Okay.
Yeah, both socks are off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what was it Cameo?
No, some Fergazi app back in the day.
House Party?
No, I think it was some app that you getting paid for. I don't know, bro.
Huh?
I'll show you right now.
I would love to get that picture on screen so
I'm
going to
get
it
for you right now. I always see it.
Do you watch it every day? Look at it every day?
Oh, when you want it.
When you want it is fucking crazy, man.
Okay, you can see it. Give me like 2 seconds. You'll find it.
Bro, it's your time, bro.
Okay, cool. Yeah, right here. August 7th. 2017.
What's 5 days before my birthday as well? I'm trying to.
Wow.
Jeez.
Do you remember that?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know what app that is.
Could you screenshot and send it to Lara, please?
Yeah, screenshot
and
send it to Lara.
I got you. See, it's a throwback.
That's amazing, bro. Man. So you was...
Wait, 2000 or what?
2017.
Bro, that's when I started my channel, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
So your first thing was to go and chat to young kids?
Okay. First of all. I didn't go out looking for him.
No,
he just landed there.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know I mean?
How much did you get paid for that one there?
I don't even know. I'm still getting paid for it.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one there. Now, you sent to Laurie, yeah?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
But see, now, genuinely, bro, I've been watching a man from O's.
Do you know what? I'm actually glad, that I know you. You know that? Because I think you're a very interesting character, but also very smart as well. You've been able to be yourself in an industry that is filled with different types of personalities. And as you said, you've probably been watching Amanda for a long time. It's very easy to just try and replicate someone else here, but you're actually who you are and built a career for yourself. And I'm very, very proud of you, bro.
Generally, if I knew you, man, back in the day, you would be thinking, right, this brother is absolutely mental.
No, I mean, a bit too late for that.
Yeah,
no, don't get me wrong. I feel like we've already crossed that bridge.
But that's not the reason why we
still. I was more of it from before.
Yeah, because you're young and then obviously you didn't have much. Well, nothing's really changed. But like I'm saying, like you was younger and more like wild. But now I think you're still wild, but you've
I don't think I would have liked you back in the days.
Genuinely, maybe. No, probably, yeah.
You know, I'd pay good money to just watch your thought process.
Bro, I've got bad questions to ask.
Okay, then ask them.
I don't have questions now, but I'm saying I will.
Okay, what's one of your biggest questions about life?
The fact, yeah, deep. I'll say it. This is... Actually, I don't want to...
Say it. If we don't like it, we'll take it off.
No, I don't have a question.
All right. Is there anything that...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, can I ask you a serious question? Both of you. Do you genuinely believe, yeah, when you look at it, does money make the world go round?
What do you mean by that?
I think money is the reason the world functions. Alongside, obviously, the green light from God. But I'm saying in this worldly life that we're in right now.
I would say yes, because we are so reliant on electric devices, electronics, in order for us to live. Cool. So, for example... Our life is fixated on phones, TV, mobile banking, ordering food, paying with your card, so many different things. And then if you're a train driver, you need trains in order for you to be able to, which costs money to run.
Mm-hmm.
So everything costs money. And I think the way life is right now, the way it was thousands of years ago, money wasn't the be or end all, but money was a difference maker between someone being rich and someone being poor. Now, you have to have money in order to survive.
Why doesn't the world, no one work, and we don't need to spend money at all?
Because I think that we would...
Everything's for free.
No, you need... I feel like you need some sort of system.
Imagine you go into a shop, anything is for free. You just take it.
Yeah, but then everything
would be empty.
Yeah. The reason there's a supply and demand. Supply and demand.
Everything would be empty.
But then we keep making more.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
But it costs money to do that.
It costs money to do those things.
Let's make it no cost money. Let's just do it.
Let's make it no cost money. So, okay, Max Kadar, you are the president of the world.
Yeah.
What are your rules that you're setting?
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Everything has to be less than £10,000.
Everything?
Everything.
Okay, why 10,000?
So you're saying to me...
The majority of people in the world have £10,000.
So you're saying to me, okay, a diamond ring, a fancy car that's worth maybe £500,000.
Yeah.
Scrap that, 10K.
At least everyone, but that would take away their mental health, that would make them happy.
So you're telling me...
So you think money is the cause of mental health problems?
No, it makes people that are depressed, if you give them money, they'd be happy.
So you're saying money
I don't think it's that easy sometimes.
No.
Because there's billionaires that are depressed.
Yeah, you got me there. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Forget money. Let's talk about sign-ups. Let's talk about the mandem.
Okay, let's talk about the mandem.
Okay, let's talk about
the mandem. How do you feel about the mandem?
No, I'm chilling still, but obviously, what's your plans? Obviously, YouTube and that, like, podcasts and... You man played in the Simon Cherry match.
Oh, give me a sec, bro.
And you man played in the Simon Cherry match. No,
give me a fucking
I played
second,
in
you
one.
You played in front of 100,000 people.
It wasn't 100,000.
Was it?
It was about 27,500 people.
So were I?
Yeah, the only one I played in anyway. I didn't play in the one in the London. Yeah,
it's okay, Simon. Simon told him.
He said I can't make it.
Oh, I take it.
No, you don't realize.
Yeah, don't realize.
It's fine though, man. I mean,
you guys need to stop this base called Simon beef, bro.
We're not in either.
We're not in any
beef either.
And all.
We're not in any beef.
Yeah. If you was going to make a YouTube group, yeah?
Hi. So I'll tell you.
Go on.
Yeah.
I'll finish the question then.
I think you know what I was going to ask.
I think you know what
I was
going
to ask. Who would I bring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. It could be anyone in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. First of all, it would be Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
I love Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
For me, genuinely, I will pay everything of my money of how I earn it to anyone.
So, okay, look. Okay, first of all, you're going to pause right there. And you're going to say that sentence again.
No,
you're going to say that sentence one more time.
All my money, I give it if I can meet Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Imagine, would you guys bring him on the pod?
I said all my money the way I earn it.
Would you guys bring him on the pod?
Yeah.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who Beetlejuice is.
Beetlejuice.
But you know who Beetlejuice is.
He's an icon. You know who he is.
Well, I
didn't see his face.
I'll show you.
Smell rag. L-I-S-T-E-R.
Oh, that brother. Yeah. I know exactly who it is. I know who it is.
Yeah.
I know who it is. Short, dark skin brother.
Yes.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Looks like you.
Fucked.
Which one you want to put?
So, Beetlejuice, who else?
Beetlejuice. I'd probably do me, Beetlejuice, and a guy called Hip Hop Tyler.
Oh, yeah. My days.
You know Hip Hop Tyler?
No.
I'll show you. Hip Hop Tyler.
Hip Hop Tyler.
I talked to him on FaceTime a lot here and there.
Here and there?
Here and there, here and there.
Oh.
Okay.
Hip Hop Tyler. I like him.
So you wait, hold on.
Should I try FaceTime him now?
Please.
Okay. Hip Hop Tyler, well I watch Hip Hop Tyler.
No, hey, that was hilarious. That was funny.
Hip Hop Tyler, Jay, yeah, right here. Cool.
It's not a real face.
Well I've learned bro.
No, I don't believe this. I don't believe it.
He needs to answer though. What time is it in America?
Where in America?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It does. It's different
okay,
times.
He's not answering. But obviously we talk often and that.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay. So you, Hip Hop Tyler, Beetlejuice, anyone else?
That's it.
Yeah.
True.
That would be one of the biggest groups in the world.
Yeah, genuinely. I believe. Yeah, definitely.
Because you're all very interesting characters.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But we have to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let's throw a mix.
Yeah.
Harry Panera.
I
don't think Harry would.
Yeah, I think I'd take away from the group.
How about this? Let's start our own group.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's start our YouTube channel. Me, you, Darkest, and who would you bring to our channel?
I think that'd be enough.
That'd be enough.
Why don't we make a channel on some Bob
Free Smallies.
Yeah, but how consistent do you reckon we could all
be? We could do it 24s.
We can do it 24s?
We could do it.
Okay.
We could make videos and shit.
And what would our unique selling point be?
Okay, what would our channel name be?
That's a good question. That's what I was going to ask.
It's like Beta Squad, Sidemen, Bov Boys. They're all smooth to say.
You know, like Beta Squad and Sidemen sort of mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Because Beta Squad, like you're not alpha males, but you're the Beta Squad, and Sidemen is obviously you're the Sidemen. Like, you're not the alpha males, you're the Sidemen.
Yeah, and Bob so, Boys is essentially we're just
not. I don't know what Bob means. What does Bob mean?
Bob means that.
Like you're nonchalant.
Nonchalant, yeah.
Oh, Bob Boys. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. So we just need to think of like dickhead names.
Essentially, yeah.
All right.
Think of it now.
Are you telling me or are you asking me?
Whatever.
I don't want to.
Come. Think of a name.
What about the Wild Warriors?
Genuinely, I think our YouTube channel would fly.
It would. Do you reckon we should just start one now?
Bro, I'm saying we should do it, you might not serious.
You might as well set the YouTube channel up now.
Come, what about the payment?
The payment?
We'll do it. We'll split it three ways, innit?
Yeah.
So it'd be 40, 40, 20.
Yeah, come. And I don't give a shit about money. Bro, ask me a question.
Okay. All right. Max, I want to. There's one thing I've studied is your concoctions with food.
What are you doing?
What?
Like you've been seeing it?
Yeah, I have. Actually, I want to ask you another question. Actually, has anyone made you angry in the last year or so?
Never angry.
Yeah, I never see you get angry.
Never in my life.
I've never seen you get angry.
What's the process?
I can't picture
that?
You angry.
Bro, I don't get angry, bro. I just don't like, bro, life is all about being happy for me. I won't lie, bro. Sometimes I take a lot of L's in life. Bro, people at my DM, people do stuff. But I don't care, bro.
Who's one person that edged your DM that really felt, well, which one's the worst one that really hit
home?
You can say it, bro.
You can say it, it's fine.
I need to think of a person.
Yeah.
No worries. Just think about people that have
somebody that had me. Ah, 6ix9ine replied to me. He accepted my message request. Voila.
What did he say back to you?
I said, can I take my glasses off? And he just put lol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good, man. Yeah, you're on your way.
Yeah. Anyone that's like close to you or that he's just aired
you? Oh, yeah. Bro. Back in the day from you.
Me?
Yeah, back in the day.
I didn't air it.
No, I don't air about y'all. Look at you in my video. Just kind of like, yeah. Brush me.
What? I did that?
Yeah, back in the day, but I like it.
So you messaged me, and then I said, yeah.
Bro, I'm lying, bro. I'm just trying to think of things.
Yeah, wallahi, because I don't remember that at all.
Bro, I'm just talking my ass.
Yeah, talking your ass. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so obviously you're known for your weird food combos. Have you tried like any pregnant women food?
Yeah, milk.
Milk isn't a pregnant woman food.
No, but baby food.
You tried baby, you tried baby milk, like formula?
No, baby food in the can, like drinking.
What baby food? What food does a
you
baby
get
drink?
From Asta, and you untie and you drink the juice.
Oh, the little paste?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Well, I like it. They have vegetable, they have carrot, they have apple. The apple one's the best.
Yeah.
Apple, nice. Yeah. What about you? Try baby food or not?
Nah, I've never really tried baby food.
Go on.
But I've tried like the little, I've had it before.
Cerelac? I like Cerelac.
Cerelac's good.
I had that as,
yeah. What's Cerelac?
Cerelac is like
Cerelac's, it's a...
It's like a
it's
milk.
It's the flipping...
The red one. Yakult.
Yeah, Cerelac's cold.
Yakult, like Yakult.
Yakult?
Yeah.
That's not Cerelac, but Yakult's, yeah, back in the day, I used to run that one.
You know, for me, if you want to make me happy, just buy me a cheese and onion sandwich from Asda. Just buy me that, man. Just buy me it.
A cheese and onion sandwich?
Yeah. Just buy me it, man.
You know what it is? You know... You're making it sound like if we buy you that sandwich, you're letting off, like you're going to off-pant.
But bro, cheese and onion.
What is the cheese and onion sandwich from Asda do for you?
Even the cheese and onion big from Greg's. Generally, I have the Greg's app. I scan every day.
What's your points on right now?
Bro, best. Like, I could get free bakery for everyone.
Really?
How?
Yeah.
How?
God, I scan every day. I'm the most scanned.
Do they still do the Tottenham cake?
Yes, I had the Scotland cake.
Tottenham cake's nice. Yeah.
I had Scotland cake the other day, wallahi.
Yeah, the Scotland one.
Tottenham cake. Wallahi, that one there is amazing. I like the little flour in the top, like the powder, the cherry, the cream. What's the thing? Icing. Yeah, ice. That's what's good. I had the icing, but then the cake gets a bit dry. You have to have Arno.
You know, Arno.
What milk?
Milk.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to say some stuff and see if you'd
Everybody
like it.
Really know. Yeah. Can I say I was on a chunks?
Yeah, you do, kind of. Yeah, okay. All right, cool. I'm going to say some mixtures, and I just want to see if you'd
if
like
it.
It
or not, yeah.
Yeah? Pickles and ice cream.
Tell me. Allow me.
Allow you?
Allow me. Pickle. I hate pickle.
Okay, cool.
You're like me. I don't like pickles either.
Pickle olive? Allow me.
Yeah, same. You're exactly like me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I don't like olives.
Anything
well.
Else runs.
Yeah, I hate olives.
Olives are like an open tip.
Yeah, I know.
It feels like a
bollock.
Yeah, it just looks like
no,
something.
No, it just tastes
should...
disgusting.
Yeah. It's mad sweet and sour. Yeah, it's sour.
It doesn't look like how it should taste.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Lara loves olives.
Where does olives come from?
Olives actually come from trees.
Can I use olive oil in my hair?
That's good.
Do you know the first person to actually find olives, because it wasn't actually called olives, yeah, was Olivia Pope. So Olivia Pope is the first person to find them.
Francis Pope.
No,
Francis Pope is the actual Pope, but Olivia Pope is where olives come from.
That's where she found the
first olive.
Yeah.
Hi.
So yeah. Olivia Olive.
Yeah. Hi. Olivia Pope.
It can be different.
Yeah, it can be different. It can be. All right. Peanut butter and pickles.
He doesn't like pickles.
I don't like pickle, man.
Okay. Bananas and cheese.
Hell to the hell, yeah. My marge does that with me.
Banana and cheese?
Yeah, my marge will lie. We get.
So how do you go about that?
We get bread, we get jam, we get cheese. Yeah.
That's a Dutch thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Dutch thing.
Do you still speak Dutch?
My dad's Dutch.
Do you still speak Dutch?
No, I don't speak about it.
That's a place.
I know, but my dad speaks Dutch.
So why did you just randomly say it's a place? Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
My dad's from Rotterdam, though.
Rotterdam, yeah.
But then my dad speaks Dutch, you know me.
You said that.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My mom, we have Nutella.
No. Yeah.
Oh, that's wicked. Mm. Nutella and cheese.
What about cereal with orange juice?
Cereal and oranges. I'm not gonna lie to you. I used to have cereal and custard.
Did you ever shower with Dettol?
Yeah. In a bath though.
You've showered with Dettol.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you do that?
When I was younger,
it used to burn.
I never tried that.
I genuinely used to, I still have it in my house.
Yeah.
Bubble bath.
When you're mad ill and you've got mad bacteria, that's all.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
genuinely, you go in there, your earth, fire.
No, that's because you've got a sexual transmitted disease. That's why it's burning like that.
You had a little clay.
Yeah, you had clay toxic.
No, but that's what makes your whole body burn.
No?
It's all right.
No.
Oh, my one's expired then.
This one's giving him bacteria. This is.
Last one. Actually, no, there's three. Honey on pizza crust.
Oh my
incredible.
God.
Incredible. No, well, I'll eat that every single day of the week. Yeah. I'll eat that, no.
Genuinely, Nando's. Because peanut butter, jelly.
Yeah. Lemon wedges with salt. Okay, cool.
Lemon wedges.
Obviously, you can tell salt. What color the person that wrote this is.
Yeah, we have a lovely young lady behind camera.
You have lemon wedges or not?
That's a you.
Why did you turn into Soldier Boy?
Hey.
You.
And last one, scrambled eggs and jam.
Oh my days.
That sounds a bit like you.
Scrambled egg and jam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My mum would probably make it for me.
Would probably make it for you or does
if
she make
I ask,
it for you?
If I ask.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Obviously, I can ask a question.
I live alone, but if...
Yeah. What does your mum think about your YouTube career?
My mum doesn't watch me at all. Mm. Like, she doesn't know what's going on. She knows that, right, like, I make money and I have a job, but she doesn't really understand. She knows that I film stuff, but my dad knows more.
Yeah.
And my dad watches my videos and my dad's my biggest supporter. Genuinely.
Love that, man.
Like, so, genuinely, like, he supports my thing from early. But for me, it was more time. Like, I was getting buzzed. Like, my mom was like, Master Minister.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I made
that
no bread.
What are you doing?
What are you doing with your life when I was in college? Go, bro, I got F-F-U-U-U, my GC.
So, foo-foo, you got foo.
No, Izzy.
Aye. Fan of that. Bluetooth, because
you can't. Bluetooth. Generally, what lie, you, man, the way you, man, make jokes here, yeah, even something I can't comprehend. Like, yo, how do you think of that one?
He's showing us love. So I'll take that.
No, I love, bro, I'm not going to lie, yeah? So, because sometimes people think that we're not happy to be in your videos. Sometimes people think that we're taking a piss. But no, we're just in awe.
How can someone say to me what?
Take a
deep breath.
Yeah, that's fine.
How can someone say to me, yo, what? Darkest Harry don't like you. People say that to me.
Why do they think that, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. I can kind of see why they would think that, because they feel like, because we tried to, like, obviously little brother you. Because obviously I see you as my little brother.
Mm.
But sometimes it's like that on camera, I feel like when you're, I feel like you put there's a certain act to you because you're not exactly like this off camera.
You know my thing off camera.
No. You're thing off camera. You're
off camera, I'm activated.
No, off camera, you're activated. But on camera, I feel like you're a bit too activated.
Yeah. No, because when we was in the Sprinter on the way to Reading and Leeds, he was, you know, I was literally watching the football.
Yeah.
I could just hear him saying some wild things. And I said, you know, this is genuinely who you are. You tired? We'll wrap this up soon.
Don't wrap it up.
You sure?
Yeah, wallah.
Okay, cool. I think it's time, yeah? I want you to... I always believe in second chances.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. I think it's time for you to have a second chance of your rap career on Old and Bold. The first one, I don't think it went the right way. So take some time.
You don't know, babe.
Jeez.
When you hold me.
Yeah.
And kiss me slowly. It's the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
And it don't change. If I had my way. Jelly, but I could do that thing, but now SZA is gonna message me.
Okay.
No. It's her that sings it. Her. Daniel says it. Her. I'm bugging on SZA. Well, lie, SZA is in my Instagram flipping comments. Well, lie, she's in my comments and my likes.
Really?
Well, lie, she likes now.
And what is that? How does that feel?
How does that feel when you see SZA comment?
Nothing. Just normal day, innit?
Normal day, but I'm saying she's A-list and she talks to me.
She talks to you or
she comments? She
comments. Okay, cool.
Have you replied to her comment?
No.
You should.
I didn't even like the comment.
Why? You're trying to move like you're just like...
Paige Kiki messaged me. I heard it. Look.
Okay, we just made...
Shall I tell you why?
Yeah.
Look what it says here. Paige Kiki.
What did she say?
Shall I tell you? I'll tell you later. Shall I tell you why I heard it?
Why?
Gosh, she's gonna be like, wow, you guys don't usually air me. This Max guy's airing me. He's different. She's gonna want me more now.
Oh, so this is a play to get Paige.
She's guarding, bro.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I don't know if I'm correct to say, but I don't think she's interested in men.
Yeah.
But shoo.
Okay, like, you kind of destroyed his world with that one. I don't think he knew.
No, I'm sure he did.
He had a plan.
I know, bro. Go shoot for the stars, brother.
Well, you never know.
Paige Kiki got the kick you.
Yeah, you just, that own goal. There was no. All right, go on. I want to rap for you though, bro, before we end the episode.
We can end the rap with a rap, bro. I got a slap slap. So my guy's already tapped out. You know me, I'm not good at a star. I'm like an engine. I'm a cold engine. Yeah. Me, I warm up. You got to start it. And then I can really like.
Are we just not going to act like he didn't just.
Yeah. Why did you growl at the
Ferrari? We need to do the next YouTube for a fair. Snot. You have to snot every time.
What's wrong? That's what. That's not a forfeit.
That's a forfeit. I just forfeit though. Carry on. Do the rap.
Right now, we on the podcast with Max Kadar.
Kadar.
I like that nigga so much, I flew him to Max Qatar.
Oh.
I took Max very far.
You did.
I bought Max's first car.
You did.
Max is shooting for the stars.
Oh.
You want to carry on, nigga?
Max is a good fighter. That means Max can spar.
Woo.
Max got a long day. That's Max strong. How you like that? I don't know. Now, let's redo. Let's talk about Sinos.
He just said Max Schlong. That's a Max Y.
Mm.
I don't like it when Max try.
Mm.
Keep on trying me, then Max die.
Ooh, I mean Max cry.
Mm.
Cause we don't want to M him off.
Mm-hmm.
Rub him off.
Yeah.
Ooh, why?
Yeah, rub him off. You want to rub him off?
Nah, you know.
They don't really talk like a man them. Yeah. So I got a mad thing, so my guys write them. Yeah. Got that mad thing, so my spice and flat that. My guys don't like me. I'm going to roll when they trend to the money. Go, let's really talk about it. That guy, when a man had come deep and I that brother that I done the rap to you.
Brother?
Oh, yeah. My days. Genuinely. What did he say? Wait, hold up. When a man go deep and a road so deep, and a word so deep, and a road so deep. If my guy don't talk like they actually need, they can make a like, get dressed for a prom, like a girl's getting dressed for a prom of a knee. You know what I'm talking about though? Did you see? The guy that was rapping, he done caught like.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He's but not he, one lyric.
He said words.
Yeah, you're just saying anything.
You,
like what just, did he say?
I can't remember. Well, like, but it wasn't that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But it was ram, similar.
Yeah, I mean.
The audio.
If that's what you think. All right, so I think what right now is a good time to end the episode.
I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think it's a good time.
Yeah.
Max, honestly.
We did film a video before this.
Yeah, we did. I absolutely appreciate you, brother. And look, you're always welcome to be.
Can you just lie? Just shout me, I'll be there.
Yeah?
I like that, man. Right, shout me and I'll be there.
Yeah. Who would you like to be our next guest?
Kesai.
Already done
it. We got
Kesai. Bring Deji.
Already done Deji.
Yeah, she did do Deji. Come on, man. You know what I'm going to say.
Who?
Give me that 2 seconds.
2 seconds? Oh, yeah, we got time.
I'm trying to think who's funny in the UK scene. It's like, that you could bring on us on a joke thing, on a skit, thing.
Mm.
But who would you want to bring?
Okay.
Make sure to comment. Like,
who would you want to bring? UK creator.
We're asking you. Or we'll maybe ask the audience.
Bring Specs.
Already had Specs on as well. Yeah.
Specs party.
True.
We could do.
That would be good.
That would be good.
That would be good. Thank you, Max.
What about Tyreek?
Yeah. You can bring him.
Yeah. We want to get Tyreek on.
Yeah, we want to get Tyreek on as well. I want to get Alan Carr.
Yeah.
Alan Carr's a big one for me.
Alan, do you know who Alan Carr is?
Okay. No, I'm not going to.
I know Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah? What's his famous celebration?
So.
Alright, no, generally.
Guys, make sure to comment, like, subscribe to Old and Bold. This has been another episode. I've been Darkest, that's been Harry, and that's been a lovely guest, Max Kadar. I just want to say I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Genuinely, I don't feel like I say it enough. I don't feel like Harry says it enough. Max, do you love them as well? Okay, guys. So honestly, but we love you a lot, and we love you every week for tuning in.
Yeah.
And all the message that we've been getting saying, where's Old and Bold, da, da, da. So generally makes us feel like you actually care about the podcast, which makes us care about filming it.
One of my best comments was, now I can finally go back on my runs.
Yeah.
That was elite. Definitely. That was elite.
Yeah, generally.
You know what's to me?
But right now I'm sitting in the studio and I got memorabilia.
Yeah. Woo.
That was signed by one of my heroes, No Academia.
Yeah. Talk to him.
That's some anime.
Yeah.
But some people say that's animation.
Yeah.
But I put two words together, add another W, take away the W, put the M, that's ammunition.
Talk to him.
That's guns.
Boom.
You can't have them without funds.
Woo.
He said he never ran before, but when I shot him, he runs.
Slow down.
DMC.
Slow down.
That's a DMC.
Slow down, nigga.
I slow down, but when it's Ramadan, I fast.
But you got on the Adidas.
That's 3 stripes. 1 gun, 2 gun, 3 guns.
Ooh. Come to my house and I'm gonna show you some more.
Ooh. Open the door. You try to run. I shot you through the corridor. Ooh.
And now we lying on the floor.
Talk about some lying, but I ain't talking about no floor.
He
said love for that.
Love for
I
that.
Got my gun, so I got love for Gets.
Love for that.
Love for the pigeons, and I got love for Bets.
Love for
I
Bets.
I love the chat.
I love the
love chat. The
love the
lat.
Love the lat.
Yeah, love, bro. Take care, man.
See? Nah, love and guidance, man.
Come on, man.
Right now, I got a watch on. It's an Apple one.
Woo! I got a Samsung, but my Sam ain't sung.
I got a little shooter with me, but he's crap with guns.
Oof. I got my Apple Watch on, but I left my Rolly home.
Rolly home.
When I go home, you know I roll alone.
Roll alone.
Roll the tone.
Roll the tone.
Nigga, I roll the chrome.
Roll the chrome.
Roll the shrone.
Roll the shrone.
You can't roll the groan.
Man, get your shoulders grown.
Woo.
When we in the gym, we get our shoulder on.
Yeah, we do. Then I jump on a bench press.
Bench press.
Bench chest.
Then I do the lats too.
Yeah.
I'm a black dude.
Yeah.
Man, I can't forget the legs, so I do the calf too.
Ooh, ooh. Go on the treadmill and go for a run too.
Oh.
1K.
2K.
3K.
4K.
5K.
That's how much I got in my account right now.
Ooh.
I spent it right now.
Yeah.
I lent it right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hit him right now.
Why if I hit him right now?
You can catch me on a bicep curl. Next to your bicep girl. That's my bicep world.
You talk about cash, I'm talking about my same world.